Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is the 7:22. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We need to talk about the books that we read over December. What are the main books? What are the top five? I've been asking you the question. Let's ask Janice Leibovitz. She's host of For People of the Book on Chai FM. Janice, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning, Howard Feldman. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's awesome having you. So now just tell me something. If you were to be locked in a store overnight, as some people in Denmark were, in an IKEA store.
Good grief.
Yeah. Well, they were happy. I'm going to assume just, that
did,
yours.
Did they
yours
just put is, everything together?
They did. They built their evening. So, Janice, I want you to think about that. We're going to go to Kids News. When we come back, you need to tell us which store you want to be locked in for the night, as well as the five top books of 2021.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Janice, we were talking to you. Where would you spend the night if you were locked in a store?
A bookstore.
Yeah, it would have
no
to
brainer.
Be. I think there's going to be a big crowd of us, by the way. I don't know if we can, there's going to be room enough for everybody that wants to spend the night in a bookstore. Okay, now I do apologize. We are running quite late this morning. What are the top five books of 2021?
Well, I don't know about the voted top five books of 2021. My top five books of 2021. I was actually told I was meant to be saying what the top holiday reads are.
Yes. That's really okay. What we want. That's
so
really
the top holiday reads in no particular order. I think that the Ken Follett book is going to be a big one.
It's a chunk of a book. I bought it. 900 and something pages.
No. Don't exaggerate. It's only 816.
Sorry, I am prone to exaggeration.
Sorry to disappoint.
It's very heavy.
It's going to take up all of hand luggage if you're flying anywhere. but that's a chunk of a book. The Damon Galgut book, The Promise, that won the Booker Prize. Yes, that's going to be extremely popular. It's a beautifully written book. A quirk of that book is there are no quotation marks. So when the characters actually speak, it just flows. The prose just flows.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting but beautifully written. For those who like nonfiction, I think Dan Mayani's book, I Don't Want to Die Unknown. I keep getting that title wrong and saying I Don't Want to Die Alone. That's not what it's called. I Don't Want to Die Unknown Mayani, who's of course one of South Africa's very highly regarded and influential broadcasters. I think that's going to be very popular for people who enjoy nonfiction. Another local book is a book called Hauntings. It's short stories. It's compiled by Nick Mashlongo. It's short stories, what it means, not necessarily all creepy haunted stories about ghosts and things like that. Some of it does have to do with myth and legend and things like that. What it means to be haunted in South African culture and legend. Very interesting book. The other big one coming out is The Lincoln Highway, Amor Towles. Very, very popular book. I think that's going to be a big holiday read.
I, in fact, read that over the weekend. It is absolutely brilliant.
I haven't heard a bad word about it.
Oh, it is absolutely incredible.
I can't wait to read that one. I've got that sitting here. And I don't think I've heard one negative review about that book. I'm sure they are out there, but I haven't seen any.
No, it's just a joy. It's a ride. I absolutely love that book. It just takes you down one journey after another. It's somehow like a spider's web. I love that book.
I can't wait to get to that one. For those who enjoy show business, I think the Will Smith book, Will, is going to be extremely popular. It's already proving to be very popular. A story of how he became Will Smith. He is an icon. Another one for those who enjoy kind of show business, but a bit indie and a bit alternative. There's a book out by Dave Grohl. For those who don't know who that is, lead singer of Foo Fighters. He was also the drummer of Nirvana. It's called The Storyteller. it's written, he's written it in handwriting. And I'm quite looking forward to that, because that should also be a bit of a rabbit hole. Absolutely. So that should be really interesting. Jody Pickle fans, wish you were here, Jody Pickle. Right. And it's not getting quite as much coverage as I thought it would.
Yeah, because ultimately people just grow up. You know, eventually they just can't anymore with Jody Pickle.
And interestingly enough, this one is
Judy
about...
and Janet, they're shouting at me to end this thing. But just tell me quickly and we'll conclude.
This one's about the pandemic. I thought there'd be more books about the pandemic. Yes. This is about the pandemic.
We've lived it. You know, we'll read it in a few years. Exactly.
But one more I have to mention. Yes, sure. Jeremy Clarkson, Diddley Spot, A Year on the Farm. It's hilarious.
I'm going to
I love him. Absolutely. Even just for the reason that he calls sheep, sheeps.
I could talk to you for hours, but we can't. We will definitely do this again. Janice, thank you.
Thanks so much, Howard. Have a great day.